Hello, my kittens. This is Miss Aina for you, as promised last week. As promised last week, I opened an anonymous form and a post where you could leave questions for and ask me anything, which I'm recording now for you. There's some stuff, more stuff on dominance. I'm not quite surprised about that. There are some more personal stuff which I'll be happy to share. So without any further ado, let's get into it. Actually, I think I'm leaving the anonymous comment option open so that every post now will have that, so that if you have any more questions or comments that you would like to let me know about, but maybe you feel shy or you don't feel like necessarily posting from your account, that's completely fair. And now you know what you can do. There's the anonymous form available for you. I don't get to know who you are, don't worry. Right, first question. You have a lot of potential in ASMR. Why, thank you. Would you consider doing that kind of content? Well, I've done a few, two, three safe work audios from script. Well, a couple of scripts and my only improvisation so far on Pillow Talk Audio, which has been very nice for me to do, actually. I like the fact that beside the naughty stuff, I can just bring comfort to someone, anyone in need of it, anywhere around the world. I post audios out and they can actually improve someone's day, which I very like as an idea. So I've done that. I don't know if it counts as ASMR. I'm considering starting to do sounds as well, but I'm not as good of an audio editor yet. And I've also posted those on YouTube. I've opened a YouTube channel for Safer Work content, so I'll probably post the link of the YouTube channel if you're interested in the Safer Work stuff on this post anyway. Second question, what made you start posting on Reddit? Well, I started posting pictures, to be honest. I started with that. How did I start? That's a very good question. Let me go back. So back in, I want to say September 2021, I took a couple of selfies before going on a night out, and my partner saw them. And because they accidentally were cut at the lips, and I wasn't wearing my key at the time, but they really liked it, and they thought that sort of showed off somehow my dominant side. So they encouraged me to post that, and because sort of they made me, they introduced me to subreddits like Gentle Fandom, role reversal, all that kind of stuff. So I was like, oh yeah, let's see if there can be something to share this side of me, especially because even on the gentler side of fandom, I hardly see the kind of gentleness that I consider as such. So it was, I liked the idea of basically providing proof that this kind of relationship exists. So at the beginning I also posted pictures with my pet and things like that, which I might actually do again. So I started with pictures, and I was fascinated and interested in Gone Wild audio and erotic audios in general for a few months now. So a few weeks down the line I realized, oh, maybe this is my excuse to actually get into that. And it also made it incredibly easy to decide what kind of content go for, because it was really easy. It just needed to be fandom. I didn't necessarily have the confusion and temptation that I had before. So that's how that started too. How many pets do you have? And would you consider adding one to the list? Why, thank you. So you might have noticed I am not very inclined to take online pets. That's mostly due to the fact that I consider the online medium very limiting, exactly for the kind of gentle fandom that I... Is it perform the right word? I don't know, because it's not an act. But yeah, not the kind of thing that I can think on how to translate online, because Mashit is very easy to give someone tasks and orders and see what they do with them, which is the pure side of fandom. The gentle part gives me a harder time to translate, because how do I cuddle someone? How do I give head pats? How do I give to someone the comfort that usually tends to be physical, in my experience? And I don't quite know how to translate that, so I haven't been necessarily inclined to do that. I have one pet, which is my partner. We live together, and they help me out with all the stuff that I do here. So at the moment it's that. On my Fansly, which I recently opened, and don't worry, it's completely free. It's just to have a place to gather all my content neatly, and a place to receive donations in case someone is so inclined, just because coffee was being a bit problematic in making my page disappear without letting me know. So now it's on Fansly, and there's all the content is open, unless I do explicit nudity, which I have not done yet, but should I do it, probably that would be behind a subscriber level, but just because it's something that would, it's not make me uncomfortable, but it's something very private and vulnerable, and so it's something that I think needs sort of an exchange of trust, rather than just putting it out there for any kind of stranger to get. And that only seemed fair than to think, oh, well, if you care enough to do a subscription, then you might as well be trusted with my nudes or stuff like that. I don't know, maybe I'm really wrong. But yeah, that's something there. And technically, because I receive a lot of chat requests, I try to do my best to reply to most of them. But now that I've opened Fansly, it's much easier to do there. And just to make sure, there's also the option of being my virtual pet, which doesn't mean that you're my sub or anything. But it definitely helps me giving priority. But I still try to reply to every chat and everything, every message. So am I considering to add one to the list? I can't quite say that I would be... It very much depends. There would need to be a very, very long and clear conversation about the expectations and the things that I can give and the things that I can't, and if that would be interesting or acceptable on the other party. But yeah, probably the best place to ask me that is Fansly. Number four, how you got into domination. That's actually a very fun story, because technically at the very beginning, I thought I was a sub. Yeah, not very likely. And very, very early in my relationship, current relationship, we tried to do a scene where I was the sub. Didn't quite work out. There was something off. And then after that, one of my fantasies had been for a very long time, like beyond, I don't know if I can say beyond kink, but beyond fandom. Like, I wasn't necessarily identifying it with fandom, but I was realizing, had been realizing for a very long time that one of my fantasies was pegging. And what do you know, I have a talent for it. So after that, I started to look more into it, and I very much liked the idea of having that undiscussed power over someone, openly given, not forced, not imposed, but offered, like the offering of everything from a sub. The willingness, it's the most fascinating part for me. So that's how I got into domination. What is your sexual preference? I'm bi, pan. I tend to have more of a preference in general, regardless of gender, for androgyny, because I've been raised on anime and manga, so that kind of stuck with me. But yeah, in general, everything goes. You just need to be a very interesting person. fifth question. No? Fifth? Sixth. What excites you the most about domination? Oh, I'm probably... gave you an idea already, but it's the complete give up and a sense of adoration that I'm at the receiving end of. Very close to the top as well is the fact that I'm responsible, and so also I can take the merit of how much I improve someone's life and well-being with setting rules and tasks for them. It's very important to me to see that I am improving someone's life in a good direction for them as a human being, regardless of the impact that it has on me. Because that feels like an accomplishment. That feels like I have done something indubitably positive that will stay with this person beyond our relationship. And that is quite an addictive thing as well, because... it stays, it remains, it changes the world in a sense. If I improve someone in the person they are, then I've sort of improved the world and everybody that will interact with them. And I really like that. we go into the saucy questions. What would you like more, your pet licking? Your toes, pussy, or ass? Well, it's too easy. It's always pussy. They're also very good at it, so... do you like spanking your pet? I do. I don't do it often enough, but I do. It's something that clearly from the first one they really, really like. And I very much like that. It's usually always making them count or making them say a number at the beginning, so that basically they can tell me how far they feel like going, and then it goes from there. Can your pets suck your nipples, or is that off limits? They can. It's something that has happened. It's not that they're particularly off limits. I just prefer their attention to go elsewhere, like previously stated. What is the quality that you most like in a slave? Devotion, dedication, obsession. There needs to be... Much like from my side, I like the idea of having control over their life to make them a better person. I need to find on the other side that willingness to put everything at my feet, fundamentally. It's the exchange of trust, fundamentally. So it needs to be pretty much total. I don't quite take half measures. Like, I would never share a pet. Like, a pet that dedicates to me, it's just dedicated to me. It's not something that they do on their off time. You are very kind to your pets, which is very unusual, as you cuddle them afterwards, which is quite uncommon, as others like to treat pets badly afterwards or even humiliate them. Well, I'm not into kink shaming. Like, there are people that are into fandom and that like pain and humiliation, by all means. It's just not my style. It's not something that I enjoy. I feed off the good feeling that I give to people. So, I guess if I was with someone that has the kink for pain and humiliation, I would know that doing those things to them would make them somehow feel good because it's what they crave. But that hasn't been the case so far. It's not something that I'm personally interested into. I think the main point is whenever one entertains the idea of getting into a dom sub relationship, the point is always having a clear idea of how compatible kinks and desires are, and at that point then it evolves quite naturally, and to me is more of a gentle fandom kind of thing. So yeah, I'm very cuddly. I very much like to pet my pets. It's more about the cuddly and soft side of a relationship fundamentally, rather than the harsh parts. You know, I have my crop and I have my flogger, but can you please describe tasks your pets do? Oh, it goes from anything really, from making my coffee in the morning, which is quite complicated, so it is a task well accomplished if they manage in the morning, to like they help me with the photo shoots that you have seen. When it's in a bedroom situation, it's anything from giving them specific instructions on what to do to certain parts of my body. Yeah, it's very organic. It's describing tasks. Let me think of something. Again, something not necessarily sexual has to do with, oh, can you go and make me coffee, please? Or can you do this in the house? Or this specific day, we're going to do this and this and this. Is that okay with you? Stuff like that. Bedroom-wise, it depends. Recently, a punishment, you can call it a punishment, you can call it a task, it depends on the way that you look at it, that they were given was to edge 10 times in a row without coming. Like, they wouldn't get to come at the end of it anyway, they would get to come the next day. And they were so good and dedicated that actually impressed me so much, I allowed them for the 11th time to actually come. And they got to choose where, and they decided that they wanted to come inside of me. And then they were so nice to, of their own volition, say, well, then can I please taste you and finger you to get you ready for that? And I was like, that is the kind of initiative that I can sincerely appreciate. Oh, last question. You come home after a long and tiring day of work. What would you like your slave to do first? It's hard to imagine because that's not exactly how my days work. However, it has happened. That I have long days working out and not from home. And then I come home and I'm exhausted. And usually on my way home, I ask them to start preparing dinner. I tell them exactly what I want for dinner. And so that by the time that I'm home, we can eat and then we can snuggle on the sofa. Because at that point, I just need to recharge my energy. It's very, very intense for me to be outside and dealing with people all day long. So when that happens, it's just a matter of a lot of softness, a lot of care, a lot of cuddles, which usually I'm at the giving, not receiving end of, but it's completely fine. In those cases, yeah, they know that they need to provide the cuddles and the care because I need to recharge my emotional energy. Right, I hope that was interesting, and if you have any other questions, we'll see what other milestones we get to, but there's the anonymous form now will just stay up, so you can leave anything there, and we can have another discussion and chat about it. Thank you if you enjoyed getting to the end of this. And I will see you soon, as soon as I post some new content. And again, if you have time and inclination and availability, like if you have the financial stability, I will really appreciate it if you go visit Fansly and decide to leave a tip there. But my content is and will remain free because I understand the need for closeness and comfort, especially from the audios. And I don't think it should be, the kind of comfort should be given just if you have been lucky enough to have the means. But if you have been lucky enough to have the means, then I appreciate the tips because it allows me to do these and still pay the bills and still feed my cat. So just to make it very clear. Right. I hope you had a nice time spent with me here and you will keep on having that, darling.